This is it, Ella. 5 acre field in County Longford, full of sweet corn.
I've never been in a 5 acre field full of sweet corn before. And the plants, we'll just go over to one of them here. They're about what? Up to 2 metres high?
2 metres high, yeah. They're sown in rows and they're under plastic.
And the exciting bit that we want is at the bottom. Yes, so we'll crouch down here.
Okay.
And there it is.
There it is.
Now, you've got a, oh, not on, on like a banana, with a little silk on the top of it, like a little hairy bit sticking out the end.
So they're covered in this husk, and then at the top there are all these hairs. Yes. What are those hairs?
Those hairs are little tubes going down to each individual kernel. That is to carry the pollen down to fertilise that kernel. And as if we looked at the top of the plant, we have a flower head on the top. At a certain stage, there'll be pollen on that. And that pollen falls down and it lands on these little tassels on the end and travels down the little tube to the individual kernel and fertilises it.
So that's the journey. And without pollination, you're not going to have a crop.
You won't have a crop. The little kernels won't expand. They won't grow. First of all, I break off the stem on the end, go to the hairy end of it. And strip it down.
Glossy, yellow, very juicy. If I push down on the corn, look, the juice comes out.
You could actually bite that now, raw. You can actually eat it raw.
I'll give it a go.
And you just squirted me in the eye.
I just squirted. Oh, wow. Very sweet. Very yes. sweet.
It's unique. I always liked sweet corn as a vegetable. The guy who supplies the seed to me for the maize suggested that I put in a bit of sweet corn just as a trial. So that's
was
how
he joking? Was he trying to pull your leg?
No. He just said, I've tasted, I've never tasted anything like it before. And he says, you'll blow the people away when you grow it and get it fresh.
How were you convinced?
This guy arranged for a little bit of seed to come from the Northern Ireland and it arrived in the post one day. So when the contractor was in sowing, I said, I want you to turn down the machine as low as possible and sow this little margarine tub full of stuff. We did a trial on it and we just said, oh, sure, we'll pass this around to the neighbours and whatever. And everyone who got it seemed to like it. And so we decided then we'd grow it a little bit commercially.
Who was your first customer?
A supermarket in Dublin. And we just didn't get on well with them. Thing they wanted me to spray chemicals on it and I just didn't want that.
Who do you sell to now?
We go to Chapter One. Well, we've been supplying them for a few years now. In Parnell Square. We're just going into Locke's Brasserie this year for the first time. And we also supply Viewmount House here in Longford. Gary O'Hanlon is very passionate about his corn. The best thing, ideally, is to bring the pot to the sweet corn before the sugar levels start falling. As soon as possible after it's picked.
There's a trailer up there and your good wife is boiling a pot of water for us.
That's it. Martina's up there now, has a pot on the boil and we're going to now bring a few cobs up.
So let's pick a few here.
And we'll pick a few. They should break off easy once they're ripe. They should break off quite simple.
I'm going to stand up here. Look at that.
Now we're just going to prepare a few of these for the pot. And let's strip them back. One, two.
And I suppose, Martina, the principle to take the pot to the sweet corn.
Yes, well, they recommend. It's one of these vegetables that does not last. It doesn't keep well. So the sooner you can eat it, the better. Boil it for, we'll say, less than 5 minutes, definitely, because after that, you're just boiling the sugar out of it.
Before we put it in the pot, then, we take the nose off, little pointy end, and we take the very end.
So you're just cutting both ends.
And then we just pop it into the water.
And in it goes.
And it goes a slightly darker yellow in the... Once it goes into the water.
And I have never tasted fresh sweet corn like this before in my life. Thank you very much. So the skewers are in and it's steaming hot and it's got a lovely mustardy colour. It's darkened in colour in the water, David.
It has, yes. Just nice and yellow. If it's too white, it's underripe. And if there are any dimples on the actual kernels, it's overripe.
And this is such a treat. So we've just literally pulled this off the plant. Yes. We've got a view of the field here from this trailer. And here we have a gorgeous cob ready for me to bite into. So here goes. Pure juice.
That's good, yeah.
It's delicious.
Delighted you approve. It's just so fresh. You've just had it off the plant. It's at its prime.